Together. Golden opportunities. Get involved in SAS Got Talent Winter Concert 20th of December. We need singers, dancers, comedians, even jugglers. See Miss Hall or Miss Krisloff for more details. What's your secret talent?
Music Meister.
This was composed by K-San in Year 8.
Happy holidays.
Culture Vulture.
This is 7.7 singing Little Donkey.
Little donkey, little donkey on the nursery road.
What is Advent? Advent is an important part of Christian calendar. It means coming and it is the period before Christmas, which celebrates the birth of Jesus. It is all about preparing for Christmas Day. Advent starts on Sunday, nearest to the 30th of November. So in 2021, it started on Sunday, 28th of November, and will run on until Friday, 24th of December. In school, we are going to mark Advent by running a reverse Advent calendar, where students choose to donate different items each day over the next 4 weeks to run up Christmas for a worthy cause. So what are you waiting for? Get donating!
Today, Tower Hamlets football competition, Year 8. Stay tuned for the results.
Love, you're learning.
Hi, my name's Anaya and I'm in 7.4. I'm learning in drama about the rules of mime and nonverbal storytelling. I'm learning in math positive and negative numbers. And in science, we are learning about fossil fuels. I am really enjoying my lessons at Stemnial Saints.
Culture Vulture.
I returned to school for some Afghan girls. In August this year, the people in Afghanistan had new leadership after the country's government collapsed and a military group called the Taliban took control of the capital city of Kabul. When the Taliban were in control before, during 1996 to 2001, they banned many things, including education for girls. Now they have told secondary schools to only open for boys, but say their restrictions on girls are only temporary in order to ensure learning environments are safe for them. Do you really think this is temporary?
Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala has celebrated her graduation from university. Malala graduated from Oxford University, which is considered to be one of the top universities in the world, earning a degree in philosophy, politics, and economics. The activist took to social media to share the happy news and photos from the day. The human rights campaigner completed her course a year and a half ago, but the university delayed her graduation ceremony until now due to coronavirus pandemic.
Campaign for clean air. A group of more than 29,000 young people have called on the United Nations to take a child's right to clean air more seriously. Having access to clean air has recently been recognized as a human right by the UN. However, children's rights are governed by something specific called the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, UNCRC, which was agreed in 1989. This doesn't include anything on access to clean air, but following the Freedom to Breathe campaign, the UNCRC has now confirmed it'll look into how it can change that.
Performing platform.
This is Crystal from Year 9.
This is Manny from Year 10.
Shout out for?
This is a shout out for Tayvak for being amazing and immaculate and everything and very nice.
Thank you all the support staff for helping the children Stepney All Saints. Thank you.
This is a shout out for Nadia for being so kind and helpful every day.
I'm Kai from 8.4 and thank you to all the teachers for being very fun lessons to us.
Hi, this is Jessica. I'm going to do a shout out to Hella for being my best friend.
Culture Vulture.
Five ways to cope with uncertainty and change. Here are five simple ways you can protect yourself from anxiety during times of change. 1. Stay in the here and now. Try to focus on just the day ahead of you, rather than fixating on longer-term plans. Put down your phone and relax for a moment. Living purely in the moment is a skill that Tibetan monks and people who meditate practice because it helps you feel happy. 2. Manage your expectations. It's natural to want to make plans and have things to look forward to, for now only. It's better to focus on things that are closer in time, like the next few days or weeks, to avoid disappointment if activities you plan don't turn out to be exactly the way we imagined. 3. Find a routine. To help you feel more in control of your life and less stressed about the changes around you, find your own little routine that can help you keep focus on the here and now. 4. Avoid online triggers. Don't spend too much time online reading social media and following every news story. It can be hard to tell what is real or accurate, and everyone likes to share their opinions online. 5. Talk. Tell your family and friends how you're feeling, because others will most likely feel the same way as you. And talking to people you trust will always help.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.